This is the brief on acute heart failure management for paramedics. Quickly identifying the exact type of heart failure your patient is experiencing is absolutely crucial for stabilizing them out there in the field. First, let's talk about the core mechanical difference between the two types. Basically, left-sided heart failure means the left ventricle fails to pump, causing blood to back up into the lungs. Right-sided heart failure means the right ventricle fails, backing blood up into the systemic veins. And, you know, this is actually often caused by left-sided failure or existing lung disease. Second, let's break down the key diagnostic signs. Left-sided failure looks a lot like lung distress, right? You're looking for shortness of breath, crackles, and that classic pink frothy sputum. Right-sided failure, on the other hand, looks like system backup. So watch out for swollen legs and ankles, abdominal swelling, and jugular venous distension, or JVD. Just keep in mind, patients often have biventricular failure, meaning you're going to see a mix of both. Finally, let's summarize your field treatments under the NREMT and 2025 AHA guidelines. You really want to focus on supportive care here. Keep them in an upright position, titrate that oxygen to the 94 to 98% sweet spot, and definitely use CPAP for severe distress, as long as their systolic blood pressure is over 90. You can give nitroglycerin for pulmonary edema if the blood pressure allows, but absolutely do not use routine Lasix or furosemide in the field. Treating the dominant symptoms and moving quickly to a capable hospital is really the name of the game.